The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Annie Pleasant, good morning. It's Monday, as usual, heavy news day here at the Power Hour, 7:01 Central Time. That's where we are in Central. So anyway, for those of you clock watching out there, you know what time it is. I've got the Power Mall, which we always have to tell you first. We got some new news from the Power Mall. We are offering 10% off Good Health Naturally products. We are offering 20% off my book still. And now we are offering 20% off all the HealthPoint machines for a very limited time. And the reason is because we have a limited number in stock, so you should act now while supplies last. Now, here's the thing about the HealthPoint machine, which we've talked about before on the show. You can be the master of acupressure. The machine allows you to locate and stimulate acupuncture points accurately. It provides all the benefits of acupressure without the needles. So those of you that don't like going and getting acupuncture done, which I'm a big believer of, but I also like the acupressure as well when you can't make it to get acupuncture. And see, the thing is that if you're trying to get your body's frequency back into check, and you don't have the resources or the means of getting anywhere, but you have a connection to electricity or the batteries that, you know, you have connections to all of that, you can use this HealthPoint machine to stay healthy. See, your body is frequency. It's combined a frequency. Thus, this puts the frequencies back in your body where it's needed or lacking. So this will stimulate your body's own healing system. So you apply your hand on the back of the grounding plate and then search a particular area of pain or discomfort, and the machine will provide you with a high-pitched sound when you found the pressure point nearest to it. Then you push a button to treat it. It's that simple. Comes with a manual. It's easy to read and understand. We also have a number of videos available if you contact us at support@thepowermall.com. That is a deal. Let me tell you, I bought one of those things, but I paid full price. We're offering 20% off. You really need to take advantage of it. I'm telling you, this is probably the best investment you're going to make in a lifetime. 10% off of Strauss Natural Products. We now have the Strauss Cardio, Kidney, Prostate, and Bladder in 3.4 fluid ounce size, a smaller bottle. We also have the Winter Wellness Bundle offer still going on here, because winter is coming. It says I'm going to get thrown in there. Silver lozenges times two, vitamin C and vitamin D each times one. Bundle retail, $70.90. Yours for $53. And you don't even have to pick what's behind door number three. And, of course, you can add the silver gel 24 part per million and OptiVita silver liquid 10 part per million to complete your winter wellness bundle when shopping at the Power Mall. But you should know that it's not 10% off on the winter wellness bundle because we've already discounted it. Some people will say, well, where'd my 10% off? Well, we've already done that. We also, for those of you who missed the last Jay's Corner, we're offering 15% off of Colestamine Black Seed Plus capsules, oil of black seed, silver liquid 10 part per million, and spray accessory kit. The Willard Water Aloe Gel, 16 ounces, and the Silver Gel, 24 part per million, 4 ounce. The Duraflow filters and Aqua Pails are now back in stock for those of you who were requesting them and they weren't there. They are now. And of course, for those of you that need a little prayer in your life, If you go to the powerhour.com and click the community tab, not only can you submit prayer requests, but you can go to the forum and share your thoughts and chat with other listeners about show topics and more. We also, because of these heavy news days, you especially want to sign up for our newsletter, which if you go to the powerhour.com and click the newsletter tab, you can sign up right then and there and get it in your inbox every day. And especially on Mondays, sometimes we don't have a chance to get to all the news. And so this is one of the reasons why we ask you to subscribe. And of course, the powermall.com also has a newsletter that we send out to keep you updated on new products and promotions. Handy to have if you're a big supporter. And of course, your contributions always help us. So making donations can be done by going to thepowerhour.com, clicking the support us tab, calling Jay when the Power Mall opens in 55 minutes from now at 877-817-9829. Or in the alternative, you can snail mail us a check or money order to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri 65814. William Schnobelin. We're looking at talking about Halloween. 'Tis the season to be evil. Here's an article out. You probably want to. Yeah.
I was working in the lab late one night.
Oh. Okay. You remember that, right?
He did the mash.
Yeah. All right. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. For those of you who want me to. Come on, Krieger, move along. Quit with the monster mash. I was doing that. You know, remember that way back when? Yeah. All right. Here's something a little scarier. Russia decided to go visual with their news of the avant-garde ICBM. It's on YouTube. They haven't deleted it. Gee, I wonder why. They delete everybody else's stuff. Why didn't they delete this? The avant-garde, when you see this, and we're going to provide you with a link on our email blast. That's another reason we hope you have it, because the very first thing you're going to see when it pops up and you go to the news category to watch this video. This missile is undetectable to U.S. radar warning systems. In other words, you will have no advance warning, and the video clearly shows how its newest nuclear weapons in the Russian arsenal are capable of completely vaporizing a metropolitan area like New York City, the U.S. Financial Center, or Washington, D.C., the U.S. Political Center, in a matter of seconds. No one would have time to hide in Mount Weather, or anywhere else for that matter, if they're in the vicinity, within a probably 10 to 15 mile radius. You won't have time to get out. Good luck with that. What is it? 8 floors deep bunker is where the president would run. You aren't even going to know. No politician would even know that that is going off until it goes off. And then you're all toast. And we will all sit back and go, you know, we had a way to prevent this. But they're not listening. Now they're doing what they damn well please, what they want to do. And this is one of the reasons why we poke fun at them. But this avant-garde missile is not a laughing matter. You wait till you see this YouTube video. If that doesn't freak you out, and then go watch the movie Failsafe. I don't care which one, the 1964, the 2020, 2000 version. Doesn't matter. It all ends up the same way. People getting nuked. It's not fun. They literally, I mean, they get vaporized. Their skeletons, they turn to, you know, all the flesh burns off. And zzz, I know, pleasant stuff to talk about at 7:08 in the morning, right? Israel is fearing a three-front war as tensions mount in the West Bank. Palestinian anger is exploding in the West Bank as Israeli warplanes continue to pound the Gaza Strip in response to the Hamas's deadly cross-border raid. And, of course, now Iran is getting into it because, you know, it's all going to happen, start happening through Lebanon and Syria. Biden, of course, and this is something even the Cato Institute is analyzing. How is it that he can send $105 billion from U.S. taxpayers on aid to Palestinians? This is what Open the Books has done. They've discovered $1 billion of our money has been sent to the Palestinians. Some of you are out there going, so? Yeah, we'll see. Hamas gets a chunk of that. You wonder where it's getting all its weaponry from? There you go. It's got money to do it. And now they want to send another $260 million as part of its FY 2024 budget request, and funding is not yet approved by Congress. And it's the shift show going on right now because Congress doesn't have a speaker. Well, it does. Pro Tem McHenry, Patrick McHenry, not the same one that said, give me liberty or give me death. No, not that guy. Different guy. Likes to wear bow ties. Kind of reminds me of Pee Wee Herman.
Make it like a high, make a high, yo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bunch of weirdos in Congress, huh? Self-serving idiots. They get benefits we don't get. Yet we keep electing them. Why is that? Yeah. So U.S. Mideast peace negotiators felt that freezing aid to Palestinians was disrespectful, but as soon as Biden opened the spigot, Hamas lost thousands of rockets from Gaza and Israel. See, that's part of the problem. You see, Trump froze the aid. Biden opened it up. Now you wonder why we're in such a mess. China, meanwhile, has launched its Global Artificial Intelligence Governance Initiative at the Belt and Road Initiative Forum in Beijing. Although Chinese state media touted the AI initiative as an open, inclusive, and fair approach. Oh, open, inclusive. There's that word. Kind of like DEI, right? To AI development. I know we're using all these acronyms. Artificial intelligence, right? The presence of international villains such as Russian leader Vladimir Putin and the Taliban at the BRA forum hinted at the true and much darker purpose of the CCP's plans. China is ramping up harassment of the U.S. military after Joe Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Oh, you knew there was going to be some repercussions from that, some blowback. Sure there is. The yearly report on China's military said that between the fall of 2021 and the fall of 2023, the U.S. tracked more than 180 instances of the PLA, that's the People's Liberation Army, coercive and risky air intercepts against U.S. aircraft in the region, which amounted to more than the past 2 years than in the entire previous decade. So things are ramping up. It's only a matter of time before there's an air accident and we get ourselves into a war. Biden's deputies, meanwhile, are asking Congress for $14 billion extra to help bus illegal migrants up to the U.S. border and onward into hotels in many cities and towns around the nation. Unbelievable. The request is being touted as border security, even though very few funds would be used to exclude economic migrants. For example, Biden's deputies have ushered more than 300,000 economic migrants through the U.S. border in September alone. The 2023 inflow has added up to roughly 2.5 million, not counting legal migrants and temporary workers. Just so you know, multiculturalism is going to kill this country. And if Trump does get elected in the next election, they are going to have to literally, and this is where it's going to get nasty, they're going to have to round up. And you think these people are going to keep those cell phones that they got for free? No, they're going to blow that $9,000 or $3,000 or whatever it is they get. Jonathan Emore talked about that last week on the show. Whatever it is that they get, they're going to go through that. And then they're going to go out and start committing crimes. A lot of them will, because that's their propensity. They become a have-not when the money runs out, and they want to go take from the haves. And that means murder, rape, robbery, you name it, shoplifting, confrontation of these people at stores by store employees who already are considering it very dangerous, especially in Wally World. Yeah, we all know what that is, right? So it's created quite the big problem here in America, and it's going to get worse. You think you really should be prepared. Antimicrobial resistance is responsible for over 500,000 deaths, according to a study. It falls into the World Health Organization's top 10 threats to humanity. Like, they're worried about that. Really, antimicrobial resistance? A lot of that was probably caused by the jab. These guys are morons. Now they want to come out and scare us all. Autoimmune disorders. Yeah, well, if you went out and took the jab, it's highly likely that might be a problem. Some people have it naturally, have problems with it naturally. Others went out and got it injected into them, and their whole body is one big immunocompromised camp of germs. New Zealand is a crime scene. Reports are out now in one clinic in one day. 30 people were COVID injected, and all 30 died. This from former TV presenter Liz Gunn, publishing a video update yesterday describing the instance of one clinic in New Zealand. 30-30. Yep. And we're talking about the rifle. We're talking about 30 people getting the jab, 30 people drop dead, all within the same time frame. So we know that's what's causing it. 15 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here in the news desk, U.S. News, we got it. You talk about a national security risk. If you were watching any kind of TV over the weekend, you remember that when what's-his-face, the moron with a mental acuity of office furniture that likes to shove ice cream in his face, there's your hint, and sniff hair, sniff little girl's hair. Yeah, there's the other hint. You know what I'm talking about now, right? Well, it deleted an uncensored photo of special forces personnel in Israel. Now, here's the thing. This photo garnered over 6,000 likes on the White House Instagram page. Why do they post stuff like that? U.S. Special Ops members meeting with the president had their picture. So now they've been identified. Good God, what is with these people? I mean, these are Delta Force operators. Wow. And they did not bother, the White House did not bother to blur out the faces of the Delta Force personnel, and now everybody knows who they are. Now all they got to do is look at that photo, which they probably screenshotted, the enemy did, on Twitter, Instagram. I mean, good God. You're talking about national security risk. The president himself and his stupid White House personnel has caused it. And of course, now people are asking about the steak and lobster dinner. Do you know where you get a steak and lobster dinner? A lot of people order it right before they're about to be executed. Yet the Navy just got a steak and lobster dinner. The ones parked out in the Mediterranean. Yeah, that's the ones I'm talking about. So the, you know, we pay for that, by the way. Just so you, I don't want you to forget that. The Pentagon chief, and we're talking about Lloyd Austin, you want to call him that. You know, both him and Winken, Blinken, and Nod say that the United States doesn't want to see conflict spread and that U.S. deployments to the region were designed to prevent that from occurring. So guess what? The defense secretary, and I mean, we're talking about United States Inc. here, not America. Are they preparing for World War III? Because guess what? Prepare to deploy orders have just been issued by the Pentagon, by Austin himself. He comes, he talks to Biden. Biden goes, got any ice cream? Yeah. So then after that little conversation, 2,000 men have been ordered to get ready. You're going. We're going to have boots on the ground. Oh, my goodness. And as soon as they start attacking, Iran will get involved. Oh, this is not going to be. And if they attack Tehran or Iranians, Russia could get involved, and that's where you need to see this video about the avant-garde missile. Not a pleasant scenario. The federal agency, by the way, the National Nuclear Security Administration team, conducted last week, I don't know if you were aware of this, they conducted a subsurface chemical explosion in the Nevada nuclear test site. Yeah. This is what the DOE said in their press release. For those of you who don't know what the DOE is, they're sitting there with a doe in the headlight look. It's Department of Energy. It said the reason for the test was to improve how military officials can detect low-yield nuclear blasts. And this basically is they want to spy on other countries using this new predictive explosion model and detection algorithms. Measurements were collected from this blast using accelerometers, seismometers, infrasound sensors, electromagnetic sensors, chemical and radio tracer samplers. Yeah, and meteorological sensors. They want to be able to track this sort of behavior around the world just in case somebody else decides to start testing underground weapons. Russia, 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 Russia. Yeah. Thousands of anti-Israel protesters have clashed with the cops on the streets of New York City. I mean, we're talking about the thousands here. Not hundreds, thousands. They were told to disperse. They did not. And so NYPD officers pushed them back and ordered them out of the roadway because they blocked the roadway. More than a dozen people were arrested. Various reports said police were subsequently filmed trying to usher protesters out of an intersection where they had shut down traffic, during which an unspecified number of pro-Palestinians were taken into custody. That's what they said. You can watch that video now. And somebody has woken up. We're talking about a BLM leader, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, standing behind J6 prisoners and endorsing Trump. How's that possible? Mark Fisher, founder of BLM organization, one of them, says Trump is the best candidate we have. This is what the government does to those who express independent thought and want to stand up for what they believe, according to Fisher. Their lambs led to the slaughter to be sacrificed, an example for all who might want to dissent, according to what Mr. Fisher told the Epoch Times. This is what the government does to those who express independent thought and want to stand up for what they believe, to repeat that. I mean, this is pretty heavy duty stuff. They're looking through over-policing and police brutality. I mean, this is something that the Rutherford Institute writes about a lot at Rutherford.org. The courts in Trump's cases are seriously trying to gag him and silence him. Trump was fined $5,000 for violating a gag order. He deleted a Truth Social post about the judge's clerk, but it was still up on a campaign website. And of course, Justice Arthur Engoron issued a gag order and says, hey, if this is, I don't care if it's your staff or whatever, if you do this again, I'm going to throw you in jail. That's what he said. Cite him in contempt and put him in jail. Talking about the former president here. See, this is what judges do. Now, in the D.C. case, Judge Tanya Chutkan, the Obama Shamalama Ding Dong appointee, has approved an administrative stay or pause on her gag order on Trump while he appeals her decision. No court in American history has imposed a gag order on a criminal defendant who is campaigning for public office, least of all on the leading candidate for president of the U.S., the motion reads, describing the October 17th gag order as the first of its kind. If Chutkan does not approve the lifting of the gag order, President Trump is requesting a ruling by the 24th, after which he will seek an emergency stay of that gag order from the appellate court. Such expedited consideration is highly warranted in a case raising First Amendment questions of enormous consequence, the new filing reads, just so you know. And of course, now, you wonder about Sidney Powell. We had Jonathan Emord on last week to discuss that. What happened? She took a plea deal. And so did bail bondsman Scott Hall and Kenneth Cheeseborough. Both accepted plea bargains. And do you know Cheeseborough got cited with a felony, but that can go away after 3 years of probation because it's a state felony. They'll remove it so he doesn't get disbarred. But understand that all of these pleadings, I mean, Trump's not worried about it because Sidney Powell was never an attorney for Trump. So it's going to be very difficult trying to tie the two of them together. And this is the funny thing about it. None of these defendants that took these plea bargains were charged with conspiracy to commit RICO under that state law that everybody's been charged with. They did not include them, which tells you this is the behavior of prosecutors. They overcharge, they overload, so they can plead down. Well, I'll tell you what, if you take a plea deal, we'll get rid of all these counts, and you just have to plead guilty to these counts. This is what they do. Just so you know, this is how it doesn't matter. It's a dual system of justice. It doesn't matter what era of U.S. history you're talking about. Could have been the 90s during Clinton. Could have been any number of things. But this is what they did. Not one of these people, were charged with the initial crime under that RICO statute Fannie Willis went after Trump and everybody else on. Now, if you take a plea deal, but you have to testify against Trump, which, of course, Trump is going big raspberry to Fannie Willis. Man, they're all trying to make a point. I tell you what, if Trump gets elected, Fannie Willis is in really big, deep, you know what. Can I say doo-doo? I think I can. I can get away with that. But you know what I'm talking about, right? Deep, you know what. Deeper than most. Yeah, her office is going to get some real serious, real serious things are going to happen. You watch. He gets back in office and they drain the swamp. Fannie Willis's job, I think, is going to be in jeopardy. Because, you know, they can twist money, they can twist things, and especially when it comes to funding, they can deny federal funds. I mean, they literally can screw with the state of Georgia and force them to get rid of her if they want their money. See, that's how they do their arm twisting. No federal funds for you, unless you get rid of Fannie Willis. You watch, Miss Willis. Your political future is in jeopardy. All because of this nonsense you're trying to prove to make yourself look good, because you think the Democrats are going to cheat and steal in the next election and you're going to continue to remain in office. I know that's what you're thinking. And believe it or not, here's something that really surprises me about our very own U.S. Supreme Court. Two lower courts slapped an injunction on the Biden administration, finding that there was a coordinated campaign to censor disfavored viewpoints online. Well, guess what the Supreme Court did? They lifted the restrictions. So now Biden administration can go keep doing what it's doing. Censoring people it doesn't agree with. Good night. Our own Supreme Court. And of course, it does not go without mention. Michigan police are investigating a possible motive into the death of Samantha Wohl, as friends showed an outpouring of support at her funeral. She was found stabbed outside her home Saturday morning, according to the local paper. Samantha Wohl, who is 40 or was 40, had led the Isaac Agree Downtown Synagogue since 2022. She was president of it. The Detroit Free Press reported she also worked for Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, as well as the reelection campaign of Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. Slotkin and Nessel, as you know, are Democrats. The latter quickly issued a statement lamenting Wolf's killing. But was it a hate crime? Because she was president of the Jewish faith and synagogue. Authorities now say, nope, it wasn't. That remains to be seen. And of course, the same usual shift show going on in Congress right now. Politicians, nine candidates have joined the House Speaker race after Jim Jordan dropped out. They all want to be Speaker. It's not going anywhere. Wow. See how crazy it gets? We'll be back with more news. We got a lot to report on today here at the Power Hour, but we have some important messages we have to cover here from the Power Mall. Stay with us. We will be back shortly.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here where we're at on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Dave Krieger here with you. Heavy news day today, as it usually is on most Mondays, because of things that happened over the weekend we got to tell you about that are worth mentioning. And sometimes it just gets a mention. And of course, for those of you who want to subscribe to the newsletter, all you have to do is go to thepowerhour.com, click on the newsletter tab and sign up. It's free. We send it right to your inbox. And of course, if you want to read the in-depth on the news stories, this is a good thing to do. There's 60 of them today. Like I said, heavy news day. Do you remember the Aesop's fable about the wolf and the crane? Long pause. Didn't think so. A wolf had been feasting too greedily, and a bone had got stuck crosswise in his throat. He could get it neither up nor down, and of course, he couldn't eat a thing. Naturally, that was an awful state of affairs for a greedy wolf. So away he hurried to the crane. He was sure that she, with her long neck and bill, would easily be able to reach the bone down the throat of the wolf and pull it out. "I will reward you very handsomely," said the wolf, "if you will pull that bone out for me." The crane, as you can imagine, was very uneasy about putting her head in a wolf's throat. But she was grasping in nature, so she did what the wolf asked her to do. So she pulled the bone out. When the wolf felt the bone was gone, he started to walk away. "Oh, what about my reward?" called the crane anxiously. "What?" snarled the wolf, whirling around. "Haven't you got it? Isn't it enough that I let you take your head out of my mouth without snapping it off?" "Expect no reward for serving the wicked." Ah, Aesop's fable. Thought you might like to hear that on this Monday, given what's going on in D.C. Exclusive. Yep. Breitbart News is reporting that many Washington, D.C. residents cannot walk their dog, enjoy a local park, or pick up groceries without fear of being stabbed, robbed, or gunned down. In the district, which is a 68-square-mile area that local residents described as a war zone, 5 homicides occurred in 35 hours in 3 separate highly trafficked areas of the city. Wow. One of them entailed a former Democrat staffer for a district council member. Another shocking incident occurred Monday when 4 men jumped out of a car in the well-to-do Wharf neighborhood with guns drawn to rob restaurant goers, according to MPD. That's the Metropolitan Police Department, by the way. War zone. You want to live there? Wow. Now, here is another political stunt, more like a political joke. Former Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney has now made the news again. She's on CNN's State of the Union. Of course, you know they're going to go there. Communist News Network, you know they're going to go there. Saying that Trump is the most dangerous person. He cannot be the next president. Criticizing him. And, you know, of course, he's leading in the current polls about 40 percentage points on average. And later, Jake Tapper asked her, "You're not ruling out a presidential run?" "No, I'm not." Liz Cheney? Really? After what Governor Chris Christie and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson failed to gain traction in the polls by jumping all over Trump? You really think she stands a chance? Like Andy Looney goes, "I don't think so." Yeah. 2 Yuma Sector Border Patrol agents sustained critical injuries when a driver of a white pickup crashed into an Arizona interior immigration checkpoint. Yeah. They were transported to a local hospital, then flown to a Phoenix hospital for more extensive treatment. It's a 66-year-old man with 3 passengers sped through the checkpoint and crashed into the 2 agents. Critically injured, multiple injuries. They're describing the cause of the crash. This is police, of course, as a reckless driver. Yeah, you think? Makes you wonder whether they were trying to illegally get into the country by running somebody over, huh? In the economy and business sector, the IRS has now decided it's going to go after individuals having over $1 million in annual income and more than $250,000 in recognized tax debts. Well, that's not very much of our economy. One initiative targets American subsidiaries of foreign companies that distribute goods in the United States but don't pay their fair share of tax on the profit they earn. Well, we'll see just what those 87,000 armed IRS agents are actually going to do. It says targeting is the term that they use. The Federal Trade Commission is considering investigating, and I say considering, means they don't know yet. It says they're contemplating, which means they don't know yet. Why do they say this? They're contemplating an investigation into Microsoft's adherence to cybersecurity commitments, following the massive email hack, which revealed troubling vulnerabilities in the tech giant's defense mechanisms. Hackers were able to access sensitive information in corporate and government email system thanks to Microsoft security failures. Huh. This is Microsoft Messenger specifically. Chinese government hackers may be the ones that are to blame here. Now, I wonder how many of these people at the FTC own stock in Microsoft, or were thinking about buying stock. Well, here's a good way to do it. Do what the Clintons did way back when. Say you're going to launch an investigation into a company, watch its stock drop, and then you buy in and turn around and go, "Well, we decided we're not going to investigate after all. Stock goes back up. You make money, you sell out." Make sense? That's called manipulating the market. Bidenomics. That's what they're calling it. Because Obamanomics sounds rather weird. Bidenomics is ruining the affordable cost of fun in America. Now they're calling it funflation. And why is that? Nearly 60% of Americans, according to a new survey of 1,000 individuals conducted by the Wall Street Journal and Credit Karma, are saying they are cutting back on amusement parks, live entertainment. They are. They're not going to do it. 26% of the survey's respondents said they don't spend any money at all going to concerts or anything like that. That means Worlds of Fun, Disney World, anything, you know, not going there. They decided they can't. Why? Because they can't afford it. And for those of you holding Moderna stock, I get to do my Elmo Fudd. You lost money. You lost money. Yep. Moderna shaves off $7 billion in value after Pfizer. Pfizer warned them. Yep. Because, see, Moderna, if you forgot, was one of the first companies to bring the world COVID-19 vaccines. Investors are bailing as waning demand for shots and treatments for the virus drove an 8-day losing streak in the stock. You know, Pfizer came out with, you know, well, we only tested it on, you know, 10 mice, whatever. And people are finally waking up and realize, wait a minute, what is going on here? See, and the more that people are waking up and discussing it, the more investors are waking up and going, we're not doing this. So they're bailing on the stock. And I don't know that Moderna is going to recover from that. They shouldn't. And of course, now there's a new term out called Elon. You got Elon. You know, that's what they're talking about. Tesla owners are shocked by the $20,000 repair bill after the company blames battery damage on rain. Rainwater ingress, turning the electric car into a pile of junk. Yep. And of course, $20,698 is what the two Tesla owners in Edinburgh, Scotland, that's what they got, their repair bill for fixing their Tesla. After finding the EV dead and having it towed to Tesla for service, the owners got the massive bill to replace the battery, which Musk company said that was damaged due to water ingress. They were informed the battery damage was caused by water, was not covered under Tesla's 8-year warranty, adding to their woes. So you really want to go out, you really want to go out and buy a Tesla? I know people that did. Ho-ho. You just wait. You wait. Oh, sorry, that's not covered under warranty. I wonder if they even bothered to read it. See, they all like that. The feel, the need for speed. They all like getting, have you ever test driven a Tesla? I have. My wife has. You know, we take that out and they go, well, put your head against the headrest when you hit that accelerator pedal because you're going to fly out of the gate. And sure enough, they weren't kidding. I mean, that thing goes from 0 to 60 in like 2.3 seconds. I mean, you're pew, down the road. But the thing is now when you're facing the idea, and I mean, oh God, the car is just, you know, drives like a champ, but all these things seem to be going wrong with it. And now you're facing nearly a $21,000 bill. Oh, whoa. That's not covered under warranty. It could be anything that all of a sudden not covered under warranty. Is it really worth it? Like I said, we're about 30 years behind in our technology. The FDA could ban formaldehyde in hair straightening products over cancer-causing chemicals. Those of you working at salons out there, you know, the African Americans want to have their hair straightened. And according to this colorless combustible compound produced industrially and used in a wide range of products such as cosmetics, garment making, plastic production, disinfectants, and tobacco smoke. According to the EPA, this is a potent allergen and a carcinogen. Formaldehyde is highly toxic to humans. Well, maybe we should have reminded the EPA and the federal government of all this when they delivered these formaldehyde-loaded trailers to the Big Easy after Hurricane Katrina. Did they care about it then? They put all these people in these poison homes, these poison trailers. what pressed particle board has formaldehyde in it. What, you didn't know that? So, I mean, if you have pressed particle board in your house, what's going to happen? The FDA going to ban your home now? I mean, formaldehyde's in embalming fluid too. Well, they're already dead. Let's make sure. Put them in formaldehyde in them. Well, we can't. The clots are stopping it. You just can't win, can you? Oh, don't get your hair straightened. Yeah, y'all gonna win a new process. You remember all that good stuff, huh? I think it was Cheech and Chong that did that one. Can choline help with our pain epidemic? We have Happy Bodies HBPC phosphatidylcholine and super krill oil. Why is that important? Well, when the Power Mall opens up in 15 minutes, you can find that out. Seriously. In a study with mice, the pain relief provided by this nutrient rivaled that of opioids, but without the negative effects. That's why we're talking about it. The acetylcholine receptor, if you can target that, then you can relieve the pain. Shows it happened in mice, even in animals that were tolerant to opioids. So for those of you who are taking opioids, maybe you want to switch that idea around a little and get yourself some Happy Bodies PC phosphatidylcholine and super krill oil to help with the pain. Paramol opens up in 14 minutes, so you can call and order yours. California, by the way, has become the first state to ban common additives in sweets linked to cancer and behavioral issues. The four additives raised red flags. Which ones were they that were banned by the state? Brominated vegetable oil, potassium bromate, propylparaben, red dye number 3. Huh. The FDA hasn't reviewed the four chemicals in decades, so Assembly Bill 418, the California Food Safety Act, represents a huge step forward. That means all that candy corn you're going to eat for Halloween, if you look at the ingredients on it, you'll see some of that. Good luck with that. Wonder how much of your Halloween candy. Violators, by the way, as of January 1, 2027, see how long it's taken them to get it off the market? Which in the meantime, we'll just poison the rest of you. No big deal. You face fines of up to $10,000 if you don't take that garbage out of your candy and whatnot. Oh, my. Linked to cancer. Like, you care? You really care? It's linked to cancer when you're telling everybody to go out and mandate getting the jab when you know that's going to kill them? And you go eat at restaurants, Newsom, and you take your mask off when you're making everybody else wear one? What do you think people think of you and your state assembly? You're a joke. Worse, I don't know if you're worse than D.C. or better, because you got all these rhinos and you got all these Democrats. I mean, who's got the majority in the House? The Republicans? Seriously? When you got rhinos that act like Democrats plus the Democrats, it looked like the Democrats still outnumber the Republicans. All because of the rhinos, when you add the rhinos into the liberal mindset. The potential effects of microplastic on major organs, including the brain, according to what science says. If you attack me, you attack science. Sound familiar? Yeah, according to studies, you're likely ingesting microplastics, about 5 grams of them, every week. Somehow, some way, through the water, the air, the food chain. Mention if you will. And I want to know who's funding these studies. What studies am I talking about? A new study revealing a link between living alone and cancer. Americans who live alone, according to the study published by the American Cancer Society Journal, analyzed health data from close to 500,000 American adults between 1998 and 2019. Examining the link between cancer mortality and living alone, finding adults living alone had a 1.32 times higher risk of cancer death compared to adults living in the company of others, males at higher risk compared to females. Who pays for these studies? Are these people getting grants? Or is it, you know, what from all the proceeds that they raise in their fundraising? Like, these people really care about the number of people living alone? I mean, what did you do during the pandemic, you morons? You made everybody isolate themselves. And that means people that were living alone couldn't go out because you scared the hell out of them and made them all stay home. You wanted them to die. Oh, but you have to get the jab so you don't get COVID. So all these people trusted the government, went out. Yeah. Yeah, and of course, they're saying men, non-Hispanic white adults, and people with higher education levels more susceptible to such risks, according to the study. See, it's a study. What study? Who's funding it? Again, I question the seriousness of this. Why would somebody go out and then turn around and report on something this stupid? Well, if you live alone, you have a greater chance of dying of cancer. You know what I got to say to that? I'm telling you, man, you can't believe this garbage. If you eat healthy, you'll be fine. If you're alone and you're sitting at home and you're gorging yourself on junk food, what do you expect? The whole idea is to get out and start communicating with people and stop being alone. If that's the case, there is a way to change it. Don't be alone. It's like I go to the doctor. I go, hey, doc, every time I do this, it hurts. What do you say? Don't do that. Am I talking about raising my arm? Remember that one? Every time I raise my arm, it hurts. The doctor said, don't raise your arm. Duh. Gosh, you remember the Westminster Declaration, the censorship industrial complex creating a crisis of humanity in of itself? Leave you with some succinct words here from March 1783 speech by George Washington. And he says, and I quote, if the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. This only tells that there are always those who want to muzzle everybody else. Yep. Remember the sirens of Crete who lured sailors to their death with irresistible music? In Greek mythology, the music of sirens of Crete crowded out all other melodies, and they could only be killed by more beautiful music. Today, technocrats are wrapped up in a simulacrum while spreading their pipe dreams that will surely result in the death of civilization. The only remedy is free speech. This is what, of course, the NGOs, social media companies, government actors, universities, everybody in the WEF, the censorship industrial complex, they're working increasingly to monitor citizens and rob them of their voices. This is why I'm shocked at the Supreme Court's decision to allow the Biden administration to continue to make deals with social media companies to remove statements from people they disagree with. Researchers are testing the seafloor fiber optic cable as an earthquake early warning system, believe it or not. You can read more about that in the email blast that we have coming out after the show. We have a full hunter's moon set to grace the autumn night sky this month, and we've got an article telling you all you need to know. Yep, by the light of the autumn full moon, hunters once readied their muskets, seeking game in preparation for the coming winter. Hunter's moon, it's what it's called. Yep. Millions of 23andMe users. Boy, you know that? Shove this up your nose or put this in your mouth and get a swab of your saliva and send it into 23andMe. Well, guess what? Millions of user records from the DNA testing company 23andMe have been leaked online by a hacker, marking the second significant breach in recent weeks. This reported by TechCrunch that a notorious hacker identified by the pseudonym Gollum has struck again. Yeah, the same hacker exposed the personal data of an additional 4 million users on a well-known cybercrime forum, Breach Forums. The TSA, by the way, wants to put a government tracking app on your smartphone, the Electronic Credential Act. It's called a mobile driver's license. You really think that's going to help you out? Oh, they're going to know everything about you then. Oh, but it's so convenient. Put the app on your smartphone. You can get through TSA quick. Most Americans want TSA to go away. I don't feel secure going into an X-ray machine. You know, like comedian Dale Jones says, if I'm going to go into one of those things, I'm going to put on a show. And he starts dancing around in the X-ray machine. Turn it off. It burns. You know, yeah, please don't do that. You're liable to get hauled away if you do that. But it was funny hearing it from Dale Jones, watching his little animated self doing that in an X-ray machine at the TSA checkpoint. I just find it funny. Mobile driver's licenses, really? Yeah. The purpose of it is to create a national digital ID so that TSA and everybody else can monitor you. bad enough. Now we're going to link it to your smartphone. Yeah, right. Go get the app.
I got nothing to hide.
Really? Dinesh D'Souza has a new movie out. Police State, the wake-up call for America. It's going to be shown in hundreds of theaters across the nation for 2 days only, October 23rd. That's today. And the 25th, tickets are about $22. You should get out there and watch it because it's pretty serious stuff. My goodness. And see, I tell you, we never, ever have time to get through all the news today, which is why you need to subscribe to our email blast. We're going to try to reach out to William Schnabel in here and talk about Halloween, Unmasking, Hell Night, and other stuff. Be back after the break. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.